Let's face it, I don't live for video. Written by Christina Curtin, September 15th, 2020. I am a writer, a storyteller. It's one of the things I love to do. It's my jam. However, if you follow my Facebook page for the blog, you know that I started recording Facebook Live videos to support the blog posts I write here. It's an idea I settled on a week or so ago when I was walking with Evie and listening to the book You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. Yes, another book, folks. I know I'm obnoxious about them, but I love books. This particular book hasn't unveiled anything new, earth-shattering tips, but what is unique about this book is that I positively, abso-fucking-lutely love this lady's sense of humor. Me and her should be friends. Anywho, in her book, she talks about how to make money, obviously. One of the ways is to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and going outside what you would normally do in order to become more successful. What makes me uncomfortable? Shorts. Shorts make me extremely uncomfortable. Walking in a bathing suit as my thighs clap together. Yes, all of that. However, I didn't think those things could make me successful. Noodling over this idea more as I walked with Evie, back sweat dripping down my butt crevasse, the idea of recording a video popped into my head. People love videos. I don't get it. I don't really enjoy watching them via social media unless it's really short and includes dogs. I'd rather read. I only joined TikTok so I could feel connected to my 13-year-old daughter. I'm not comfortable at all recording myself. That's why I've avoided it so far. However, while walking and thinking about being uncomfortable, video did pop into my mind. Hey, I could talk about my posts in a Facebook Live. That's easy, right? All I have to do is get on and talk about why I wrote what I wrote. It's not like I have to come up with some hilarious script and try to make the video viral or anything. I just have to say, hey, I wrote this blog post and it's about canning pickles or whatever. Check it out! As soon as the thought popped into my head, I knew that it was a message from the universe, as my BFF Jen Sincero would say. And that meant I had to do it. Damn it. So I made my first live video on Facebook. I sat at my desk for a little beforehand, planning out what I would say. I wanted to talk about why I was doing the video and then introduce my recent post about wearing masks. I had this whole spiel in my mind that I would say. I would be funny and witty and compel people to visit my blog. My heart skipped a beat as I hit the go live button. Okay, here we go. My mind went blank. Then questions swirled in my head instead of statements I should have been saying to the phone perched on my computer. What the hell was I doing? What did I want to say? What do I call these people watching? Friends? Why the fuck am I horizontal? Me. Hello, FB page followers. Oh my God. Yeah, that's how I let off. So damn awkward. I couldn't backspace and delete my words. They were out of my mouth and there for social media to choke down in all their pathetic glory. This is why I write and don't speak. I can't take that idiotic first sentence back. Why? It didn't get better. As soon as I hit the blue stupid-ass go-live button, the door in my mind that controls coherent thoughts slammed shut. I couldn't string a good sentence together. I saw my face as I talked and analyzed every odd facial expression as I made it. I took note of my obnoxiously gray hair. I've been going gray ever since I had Gianna 13 years ago, and I hadn't seen a stylist since February. COVID and Evie to blame. Should I mention my hair? No, that's off topic, and you only have so much time in these videos before people totally lose interest. Despite not wanting to go off topic, I ramble on about how I hate video. Focus, woman! I had planned to talk more about why I wrote the post about masks, to give more detail and hopefully incentivize people to want to read it. What seemed like the whole year of 2020 later, I finally got to my point. For my inaugural blog post video lives, I want to talk about the post I wrote about masks. Blog post video lives? Really, Chris, that's the best name you can come up with? Blog post video lives. Dear God, nothing more creative circling in that mush of a brain you have? How about blog bits? curtain shorts. I don't know. Why didn't I think of a name beforehand? This is not going the way I intended. Hitting end, I felt relief wash over me. That was only 3.5 minutes. Why did it feel like 2 hours? So fucking glad it was over. I did it. The end product will not go viral. Trust that. It's a sad 3 minutes of me trying to form sentences. And my second attempt at a live video later that same week was only an improvement because Miss Evangeline made a cameo. I think her sucking on her hands was more entertaining than the word vomit coming out of my mouth. Desperate to be more fun to watch and to mainly calm my stupid ass nerves, I used a Facebook filter to give myself a hat and sunglasses, like John Belushi in The Blues Brothers, Perry the Platypus in Phineas and Ferb, or Frankenstein in Big Daddy with his magic sunglasses. I'm writing all of this so y'all know how much I despise making videos of myself. But despite that, I'm not going to stop, even though I really want to. I'm going to keep on keeping on. No matter how uncomfortable I am when hitting that blue go live button, I'm not stopping because I made the commitment to do this. Writing is still my number one. That's my love. But I'm going to think of things I can do to make the videos better. I'm going to stop worrying about the angle of the camera, the gray forest of hair near my forehead, or the laugh lines around my mouth. Stop overthinking and just be me, letting the verbal diarrhea just flow out. I'm going to find a way to open the door to my thoughts so that when I am speaking, they come out as easily as they do when I am writing. I'm going to do this, damn it.